Good evening. Tonight we'll practice with equanimity for what is called a difficult person. And we'll end the evening with goodwill, compassion, and equanimity for all beings. Before we get into this practice, I'd like to answer a couple of related questions that came in to the teachers. One was a question that was discussed a little earlier with Nikki and Sylvia about the phrase, all beings are owners of their actions, heirs to their actions. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I really appreciate this question. Because it gave me a chance to start to try to make more contemporary sense from it. And Sylvia and Nikki shared, karma is not personal. It's not retribution, as if you did something wrong and now you're going to suffer karma. Karma or is actually translated as action. And you can think of it as action and consequences. So that's the way in which it's not personal. So I have an imperfect rewriting, way too long to be an equanimity phrase, but just to begin with, we all inherit causes and conditions, lots of them, from our parents, our ancestors, and the society around us, and it keeps going with the society around us. Some are beneficial and some are harmful. So starting from that understanding, we can then take actions of mind, speech, and body. So all three areas are action, mind, speech, and body. And those actions lead either to unhappiness or they lead to happiness, those actions. So your actions have a significant impact on your life, more than my wishes for you. So that's another way you could understand this. The second question was about what the phrase lawful nature means in the equanimity phrase, all beings meet their joys and sorrows according to a lawful nature. So again, I really appreciate the question. Another way to think of it is all beings meet their joys and sorrows according to the way actions and consequences tend to unfold. So, you know, we get that there are different results in the world. I guess there's some thought that there are laws of nature, way things behave. We certainly can know that there are ways people in our lives behave. There are ways we behave. So, for example, imagine the different result you get from these two questions. The first is, well, are you going to wash some dishes or what? Versus, hey, would you be willing to help me by washing the dishes? You know, of course, my tone had something to do with it. But those are examples of actions then have certain consequences. So actions of speech have consequences. And we could theorize that nature has certain laws that things tend to unfold in certain ways. So, folding those into this evening's practice, I hope those are somewhat helpful. And as we pick a difficult person for this evening's practice, you might select someone to cultivate equanimity for who's someone you know well, a family member, a partner, a roommate, a friend with whom you're currently experiencing difficulty. Even when the mind is still rebelling against whatever you perceive that the person is saying or doing, the benefit of this practice is that it turns the mind towards goodwill for them. You might not arrive at full goodwill, or you might, but you can start to turn the mind. If, I'll be surprised, but this could happen, if your life is feeling really pretty smooth with everybody in it, And you feel you've been practicing for a while and you feel like a good challenge, you could do this practice for a public figure with whom you disagree. So I just want to say, so many people, yeah, you're laughing, you can imagine, wow, okay. Quite a few people have mentioned to me over the past few years, you know, serious practitioners, that they feel kind of ashamed to admit that they notice ill will or even hatred towards public figures. And that reflects how polarized views have become. So this practice is the ultimate, maybe, in separating the person from their behavior. And the way I'd like to think of that, and the way I have done this practice, is imagining a person whose behaviors and speech you really disagree with, imagining that at one time they were an infant, they were innocent, and then conditioning happened. So you could start by, maybe it's kind of fun to think of some of these people as infants, but anyway, you could start with that if you want a king-size challenge in doing the practice. If you're new to the practice, and you, on the other hand, and you find it, you found it maybe challenging to generate equanimity for the neutral person or the friend, which can happen, it can be foreign, or if it feels, with the state of your mind being what it is right now, if it feels like too much to pick a difficult person, it's fine to return to equanimity for yourself, the stranger, the friend. Do what will cultivate your mind in a good direction. The idea of the practice is to cultivate the mind towards equanimity, not to generate more difficulty in it. So we want to avoid that if you find the mind just spinning out on it in an unwholesome way. So with that, taking your time to settle into a relaxed posture. And releasing any tightness or tension, anything that's extra in the body, heart, and mind that has arisen during my comments or during the day. Allowing things to ease or soften. And anything that cannot be released, acknowledge it just as it is, with kindness, with compassion. Welcome it with friendliness. You're here. Thank you for letting me know. Just being with it. And as you're ready, bringing a difficult person to mind, gently bringing their image to mind, maybe a felt sense of what it's like to be around them right now. And if you can, noticing your thoughts about them without fueling them or feeding them. Any further unpleasant thoughts or labels or reactive emotions, just seeing that there are some thoughts there. And as you feel ready, sending wishes of equanimity, letting the ones that I recite here wash over you and seeing which ones resonate May I open to how it is between us right now with more balance and ease. All beings have their own journey according to their karma, according to their actions. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to the way actions and consequences tend to unfold. All beings meet their joys and sorrows according to the unfolding of causes and conditions. It is what it is. Allowing whatever is arising with care. You know, and other things may be present as you're cultivating the equanimity and staying aware of those things. If the difficult person is someone close to you, perhaps adding some additional phrases or listening to these and see what fits. No matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are. I care for you, but I can't control your happiness and unhappiness. I care for you, but I cannot keep you from suffering. I wish you happiness, but cannot make your choices for you. Just continuing in silence with any phrases of your own invention that can express some relative balance in your mind towards the way things have come to be. In this person's behavior, in your response to them, I wish you happiness, but cannot make your choices for you. For the last 10 minutes of our session this evening, turning our practice towards all beings. Imagining the people in this building, on this land. The creatures on this land. And as you feel able, radiating outwards from that in all directions, towards all people and all creatures around the entire planet, in the skies, in the seas, on the land. Your imagination may bring up beings whose lives are relatively safe, going well, as well as those whose lives are threatened and are quite endangered. Perhaps starting by sending all of these beings some goodwill. May all beings everywhere be well and healthy. May all beings be free of inner and outer harm. May all beings everywhere be happy. Continuing to send silent wishes of goodwill to all the people and all the creatures. If your heart begins to be overwhelmed by the suffering you know to be occurring in the world, sending yourselves and all beings compassion. May all beings everywhere, here in this room, here in this land, and here in this world, may all beings be free of suffering. You can also balance the heart and mind with equanimity as you need. No matter how I might wish things to be otherwise, things are as they are right now. Bringing in some acknowledgement of yourself and your intentions, perhaps in these final moments. May I cultivate goodwill. May I radiate care and compassion. May I share feelings of joy for anyone whose circumstances are good, favorable. And may I cultivate equanimity towards the myriad conditions of all creatures and all people living in this world. May I dedicate this practice to the alleviation of suffering in the world.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.